Talk to me.
Welcome back to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
We're speaking with Alan Bamberger of ArtBusiness.com about sourcing art to sell through your e-business. So, Alan, it sounds to me like credibility, authenticity, these are really critical things in the art world. And it leads me to think, certificates of authenticity, are these important? Who creates them? And when should you have them?
Yes, the appraisal and the certificate of authenticity are probably two of the least understood and most abused documents in the art business. A certificate of authenticity has to be from a reputable source. That is the key. And the contact information of that source and often the qualifications of that source to provide a certificate of authenticity must either be evident or explained in the certificate. You can't just have something that says it's by Picasso and there's some illegible signature and that's it. And it also has to be an original document. It cannot be a photocopy because it's easy to doctor photocopies. So you have to have full contact information. And the more important the artist gets, chain of ownership is extremely important. But it has to be from a reputable source. That's the key. And a reputable source can include the artist. It can include the artist publisher. It can include a gallery that is a qualified representative of the artist's work. That means a regular seller, not just someone who happened to get one on the secondary market somewhere.
So can you explain the chain of ownership really quickly in a little more detail?
Yeah, the chain of ownership would be Picasso gave it to such and such a dealer in Paris, and the dealer sold it to Mr. Smith in New York City, and Mr. Smith owned it for 60 years, and then he sold it to Sotheby's. And
there's
a documented chain of ownership there. Anytime you hear stuff like it came from a big house at the top of the hill and everything was great, you know, that's not a documented chain of ownership.
Came from the magic house.
Right, right. The magic house and everything the guy had was fabulous. It's that kind of stuff. That doesn't work. It doesn't wash.
Right. So, I tell you, I guess I have two questions here. One is, how can you determine if the seller's claims are valid? You know, what's the method that you've got to go about doing there?
The method that you have to go about is, they say something and you want names, dates, places, sales, that sort of thing. And then beyond that, you want to be able to corroborate that at sources outside the seller. You know, there's some artists and some dealers who are legends in their own minds, and you have to be able to distinguish those from the ones who really represent art or produce art that is purchased across a significant range of the market, regardless of who is selling it. So basically, you want proof that what they say happens actually does happen, and it doesn't just happen with them, it happens with other people too.
So the second part to that question is, how rampant is fraud? So I mean, I hear what you're saying. This sounds like this a very intelligent. You ask questions, you check the details, you dig deep. And you got to be careful. But on the whole, do you think your chances are more likely that you're dealing with an honest person or just?
Oh. I would say on the whole that your chances are far more likely that you're dealing with an honest person.
Okay.
However, as the artist gets, it's really a function of how important the artist is. Most art dealers and most artists and most people who sell art are more than reputable, way up into the 90 percentiles.
Great.
I would say, though, that when you're talking about famous artists, you have to do business until you know what you're doing. You have to do business with an established gallery, dealer, agent, representative, whatever. And those people have to show you proof that they are such. You just can't find, random people selling random bargains. I found it here, I found it there, you know, that kind of stuff. No.
Right.
That said, I have come across a website or two where everything is problematic.
Right. Well, and as what we found with most sourcing things in our experience, and you know, of course, Worldwide Brands, we're in the sourcing business. We're talking to millions or thousands of suppliers, millions of different products. The more detailed information you can have, anyway, regardless of fraud, the better the details that you have on your product, the more powerful your sale is going to be, the more useful it's going to be to your consumer. And so, you know, your detailed approach here is both helpful to prevent fraud, but also really complementary to the product that you're selling, because you've got the information that counts. I want to go back really quick. We had that IRS question in the last segment. So what kind of appraisals does the IRS take?
You want to look for the words fair market value. And the definition of fair market value is the price that a willing buyer pays a willing seller, neither under duress, to either buy or sell, and both with adequate knowledge of the product. That means that nobody's able to pull the wool over somebody's eyes. Nobody needs money really fast, you know, stuff like that.
Makes
sense. It's basically what two knowledgeable people, like in a, you know, you go to a big store to buy a washing machine. You do your washing machine research. They present the washing machine. You're both fairly on the same playing field, same level. You make the purchase. It's just like that.
So let's move on to the big subject of price. How do you determine if a price is fair when you're buying, and how do you set a price when you're selling?
You determine that a price is fair when you're selling mainly based on the artist's track record, based on how far along that artist is in his or her career, based on how long it takes for the artist to make the art, how complicated the art is, what its physical dimensions are, its physical characteristics. This is for artists who are relatively early in their career, who are just starting out. The premiums get added on later. As the artist accomplishes more and more, the work acquires progressively acquires a premium value. Let's say the artist has a museum show. Prices may go up 10 to 20, 15, 25% even as a result of that step up in the artist's career. So it's all pretty well quantified, far more quantified than people would think. In fact, there are databases, mostly paid, that contain millions of auction records of art that is auctioned internationally all the time. These databases are updated constantly with the latest auction results from all over the world. Of course, these are artists who are more established in their careers.
Sure. Can you give an example of such a site?
Yes. Artprice.com would be a good one.
Right.
Let me see. There's Gordon's Art, GordonsArt, Gordon's Art for print prices. Artprice.com is sort of everything. It's a catch basin. They paintings, prints, photographs, that sort of thing. There's a couple of sites. I use Art Price on a regular basis when I'm doing appraisals, and Gordon's Art.
Fantastic. And so are there particular pieces that sell better online, or I guess particular types of art that sell better online, or even when art is presented a certain way online, does it sell better?
I find that the most effective websites, and these are individual artist websites as well as self-representing artists on eBay. And self-representing artists on eBay, I should say, should not be overlooked because there's great bargains. One of the benefits of the internet is that artists who are living in everywhere can now get in and show their stuff. And whereas back in the old days, nobody would have ever found them.
Right.
But regarding your question, it's the artists who present images like "Welcome to my home," "Welcome to my studio." Here, it's like you're getting to know a person,
right.
And that's the art that I find. The artists who I find are most successful online and on eBay, and some of them, it's surprising. The art isn't even that good, but they do such a great job of presenting themselves and selling. It's like I like you. I'm going to buy something.
Right. So it's credibility, authenticity, and then presentation, but also presentation with the context of just really identifying with the customer, making the customer feel comfortable within that setting.
Yeah, right. At the base, it's all about people communicating. Here's my art. It makes me feel a certain way. Hopefully, it makes you feel that way, too. And here's what I like about it, and maybe you'll agree, and maybe you'll agree enough to buy some.
Yeah, no, I mean, it makes a lot of sense, and you know, frankly, there's a lot of parallels that can be drawn from all kinds of retail in that experience.
Absolutely. Art is not this mystical commodity that only art people know about. There's so much of that. There's so much of that smoke and mirrors that in the business that people exploit. That none of it exists.
Yeah.
It's very matter of fact.
I want to ask you one more question on pricing because we get this all the time. You know, people say to us, "Well, how much margin should I put on my product?" They say, 15.23%. Yeah, and I always say to people, pricing and margin are really relative to so many different aspects. Do you find that true in the art world as well?
Once again, it's a function of you have to figure out what your expenses are with respect to selling the art and listing it online or renting a gallery space or what have you, and figure out how much you have to sell per month, and then you mark it up accordingly. I mean, it's not like there is a set markup. Sometimes commercial galleries in very expensive real estate in, let's say, downtown San Francisco or Soho in New York or the Beverly Hills, places like that, they have to have huge markups just to meet expenses. They have to mark up at least 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times.
Right, right.
But if you're selling out of your house, you don't have to do that. And
yeah.
if you can crank up some volume, you can cut the margins down pretty low. I mean, it's just you have to get a feel for what it is. There's no set rules here.
Well, we got just over a minute left, and we've got a really personally important question to me because I have lots of friends who are artists. How does someone sell their own artwork online, and where should they start and what should they do?
eBay is a pretty good place to start. But I got to tell you that if you don't have a profile and you don't have a name, nobody can type you into Google. So they're never going to find you unless, and here's the key, if you have to pepper your website with keywords that relate to the type of art that you produce so that hopefully people who collect that type of art will be fiddling around typing in general terms and they will happen to land on your website. It's very difficult. You can take out a free gallery on absolutearts.com, and you can do some other stuff, but there's so many thousands of artists there. You have to really work if you're going to sell online to strategically position yourself, as it were, that people might find you.
So artists would do well to learn a little about selling online. That is our time today with Alan Bamberger of artbusiness.com. Please check out their site. Alan, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Coming up next, our Product Source of the Week segment, when the Entrepreneur Magazine Product Sourcing Show continues. I hope you enjoyed the show today about art and selling art. We've got a great segment coming up, so I'm Rob Cowie.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month. and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all. NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
We all spend more than we should during the holidays, buying gifts and getting wrapped up in the spirit of giving. That's the good part. The bad part comes when you open your credit card bill and think to yourself, how am I going to pay this? Have you found yourself saying, if I could make just a little extra money, it would sure make life easier? If you're looking for the right opportunity to be able to work from home, be with your kids, and earn money, you owe it to yourself to log on to workfromhomewithus.com. That's right, workfromhomewithus.com. Enter your email address, view the online presentation, and decide for yourself if this is for you. Order your information kit right now and get started earning money. There's no cold calling, no selling soap to friends or family. Join thousands of people just like you that earn money from home. Log on right now and hear from real-life people who have already found success with workfromhomewithus.com. What are you waiting for? That's workfromhomewithus.com. That's right, workfromhomewithus.com.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
Timely communications with clients and prospective clients is the lifeblood of any business. If you want your small business to project a Fortune 500 image, then check out the toll-free voicemail and virtual phone services at intouchsys.com. Now even home offices have affordable access to world-class features such as personalized greetings, multiple voicemail extensions, call forwarding, and music on hold. Calls are answered professionally 24/7. Automate many of the tasks that you normally handle by phone and fax, freeing up your time to build your business. There are no long-term contracts, no equipment to install, no busy signals, and no headaches. Starting at only $9.95 a month, it's like having your own personal assistant for pennies a day. Through strategic partnerships, we also provide you with tools to help keep your clients longer and have them happily refer others to you. Get a Fortune 500 image today with services from intouchsys.com. That's intouchsys.com. If you or someone you know really babies their car, motorcycle, boat, or RV, do we have the product for you. Never wax again. With the very same paint sealant that new car dealers charge hundreds of dollars for at a fraction of the cost, now available direct to consumers. See the amazing results at www.paintprotectionspecialist.com. Whether restoring an older oxidized vehicle or protecting a new one, the PPS paint sealant may be applied with an orbital polisher or by hand. Best of all, we offer this simple but ironclad guarantee. If this is not the best product you or your loved one has ever used, we will refund your money, including shipping, and you do not need to return the product. Why would we offer such a guarantee? Because the product is that good. See for yourself at www.paintprotectionspecialist.com. That's paintprotectionspecialist.com. It makes the perfect gift.
For exciting and informative articles and features, visit entrepreneur.com, the world's largest small business website.